Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and with the Lord's help, we'll continue on in a message I began a few days ago, Two Fires Burning. And I'd like to begin reading today in Exodus, the third chapter, verse 1. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burned. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Draw not nigh hither, put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And he goes on to say, I've surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt. I've heard their cry, and I know their sorrows. And so at this point, he then begins to commission Moses to go back into Egypt and rescue the people who had been crying out to the Lord by reason of their hard labors, and he was going to bring them forth so that they could worship the Lord, to bring them into the promised land that God had promised Abraham. And so, beloved, we see that he did obey the Lord. There was some initial hesitation, but he led the children of Israel out of bondage. And that angel of the Lord appeared to him in that flame of fire in the midst of a bush. Can you imagine what an experience that must have been? The bush burned with fire, but it wasn't consumed. And when he turned aside to see, at that moment, that's where, when the Lord called him and told him that this was a holy place and to remove his shoes. Beloved, when we are willing, as Moses, to turn aside from our own determination, our own fleshly pursuits, to look full into his wonderful face, as it were, we will hear him say, just like he said to Moses, I have seen the affliction of my people. I have heard their cry, and I know their sorrows, and I am come down to deliver them. What did the Lord say? He said he sees our afflictions, he hears our cries, he knows the burdens and the sorrows we carry, and God said, I'm going to do something about it. John the Baptist declared of Jesus, he was speaking of his own ministry, he said, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I. He was referring to Jesus, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And you know, when I was thinking about that verse, I've often wondered about that last phrase, he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And the Lord quickened something to my heart that I'd like to share with you. In your Bible, you'll find that that word with is in italics, which means that the translators added that word for meaning. And as I read this verse, the Lord let me see something, and maybe it'll bless you. With the word with included, it seems to be intimating that the fire would be something additional, something later on. And I've always sort of understood it, that he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost. And then at another point, he'll baptize you with fire. In fact, years and years ago, I remember hearing messages where preachers were actually preaching. It was a second experience. You'd be baptized with fire. Now, this is not referencing the baptism of the Holy Ghost, just that cleansing, purifying work that the Holy Spirit does. And so it seemed to be something, two separate experiences. And what I just had the sense that if you read that without the with, well, here's how it would read. Here we find, if you take out the with, it says, he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. I believe it's impossible to separate the Holy Ghost and fire. That is, in fact, one of the ways he was represented in the Word of God. Remember, on the day of Pentecost, that there was a sound in terms of natural perceptive actual events that are recorded. There was a sound of a rushing mighty wind, and we know that they were all baptized with the Holy Spirit. They spoke in other tongues at that particular day. They were actual languages, and the purpose of that was that those Jews who were there in Jerusalem for the feast would hear them speaking and glorifying God in their own language. But the sign of that, there were literally, it spoke of tongues of fire upon the head of each one. And so the Holy Spirit is fire, praise God. The Holy Spirit is a wonderful friend, beloved. I hope you will get to know the Holy Spirit in a much more intimate way. That's my heart's desire. He helps in such practical ways. I mean, sometimes when I'm doing just a simple thing and it's like, Holy Spirit, can he come up with some of the neatest ideas and helps. We're talking just little practical things, not spiritual things, just, you know, stuff around the house, stuff you need to do. But in terms of our spiritual life, he is our counselor. He's our teacher. He empowers us. He is a revealer of truth. He enables us to rightly divide the Word of God, or to understand, if you will, the Word of God. But he's more than that. He is God's fire shut up within us to burn out the dross. It is the power of the Holy Spirit enabling us to overcome the deeds of the flesh, to destroy those deeds through the working of the Holy Spirit, as we're taught in the 8th chapter of Romans. And the Holy Spirit enables us to lay hold of the glorious promises of God, whereby we can function in our true calling as kings and priests unto God. You remember Jeremiah said, at one point he said, I'm not going to preach, I'm not going to speak anymore in the name of the Lord. But then he said, I can forbear no longer, because it's like fire shut up in my bones. Hallelujah. That's the anointing of God. Revelation 1, 5 and 6 states, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. Beloved, we can see, we can experience the fire of God working in our lives. And we know it's not to destroy us, but it's to destroy those corruptible things which rob us of our joy and rob us of our victory and rob us of that rightful place of overcoming power and victory in Jesus Christ, where we can behold him, our glorious master, unveiled in all of his magnificent glory and beauty. When Moses came in contact with the Lord and his fire, it was holy ground. It was a place, beloved, where we can walk and we can be kept from harm and danger. Think about that. It's a guarded place where Satan cannot reach us. Listen to this. Is this a powerful passage? You can just claim this, beloved. Write it down if you have a pen or pencil handy. It's Zechariah, the second chapter, verse 5 and 8, which states in verse 5, for I, saith the Lord, will be unto her a wall of fire round about, and will be the glory in the midst of her. And verse 8 says, for he that toucheth you toucheth the apple of his eye. Hallelujah. We've seen the fire of God burn brightly in days past. a great manifestation of the power of God. But there's another burning, being kindled, beloved, holy fire that will be the fire of consummation. In days past, we felt a little of his fire, his anointing. But beloved, we are in the last days. Now is a time for a finished and completed work. A fire has truly been burning in us, and we have loved him. We've been drawn to him, but the work is not finished yet. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth thee, beloved. Romans 9:28 states, for he will finish the work, and will cut it short in righteousness, because a short work will the Lord make upon the earth. Praise God. The scriptures tell us that in the last days, you know, all flesh would not be saved unless he shortened the time. Well, he's cutting short the work in terms of preparing his bride, his beloved, the body of Christ, the body of believers who have fallen and again and who have walked in defeat. But beloved, there is an increase of the anointing coming. I sense it. I feel it in my spirit. And beloved, we need to be open for it. Father, right now I pray for that Holy Ghost fire, that anointing to begin to burn within us, that we will experience, even as Jeremiah, your anointing, Lord, as fire shut up in our bones, that we will experience and we will walk in new heights of victory because of what you are doing. Lord, we surrender, we are willing, do your work and let your holy fire burn in us to purge all of the dross in Jesus' wonderful name. Praise God. Well, this time has just flown by, and we will continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I hope you can join me. If at any time you're not able to, just go to the website, unveilchrist.org. You can click on the broadcast, and they're archived there for several years, and you can listen at your convenience. Thank you so much. I love you dearly, and I pray every day for my UCM partners, and I'm so grateful for their faithful partnership with this ministry, their financial gifts with which we could not continue. And I also pray for you, my radio family. You may never have written, but that does make, if you're listening, even occasionally, I'm praying for you. And if you feel the unction of the Holy Spirit to write, if he's prompting you, obey him, because he has a reason for doing it. The announcer will give our contact information until tomorrow. This is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh!